AI-4 DTY. 4HK, give me just a minute, Daniel.
You don't want to talk to UKB-4CBA.
I know, he's trying to ignore me.
About three things at once.
I'm pretty busy. I can't remember your name. Can you give me your name?
If I give you my name, then I won't have a name. But my name is David.
There are many Davids on here, but this is Daniel, and I'm located in Taylor's.
KO4HK.
I'm from Taylor's too. Go ahead, Patrick.
Daniel, sorry about that. I was on the phone with the wife when you called.
Yep, all good. Got to talk to boss lady. I'm looking at the picture. I don't see it.
Anything either.
Maybe I see one. So if you look to the far left, there's three in a row. The top one.
I guess he's talking about the parsley or whatever the greens are. They got scattered on top of them. But Dave, what are you out doing today? Playing tennis?
Where I'm headed.
Guess that.
I think you're clairvoyant or something. Really not sure.
I know you, David. But I only know you as a tennis player.
I play musical instruments too, but when I'm on here, I'm usually going to play tennis or, you know, going to get something to eat, you know, that kind of thing.
Out there making noise with that Mustang.
Well, we're just cruising along, going up the hill here on Edwards Road, getting ready to cross Pelham Road, so I may have to downshift here, and you might get to hear it.
What year is that Mustang? I know it's a 5.0.
The 12. One of the reasons I bought it, because it only had 50,000 miles on it, and a 2012 can have, well, average mileage would have been, when I bought it 3 years ago, I think it was 90,000 miles, and then this had 50, and it's real dark blue, and it's got metallic in the paint, and it's just a beautiful car, and it's a 6-speed manual, which is what I wanted.
Yeah, I was 2 years ago. I was looking at a Mustang over at oh my God, I cannot remember the name of that place, but it was a Boss Mustang. It was probably a 14 or 15, and it had a Hurst shifter in it, and that thing was beautiful.
CBA. Can't even say my call. Yeah, I understand they've come out with a 1,000 horsepower Mustang, so I'd like to see that. Probably, I don't know, Cobra, something like that. The latest Cobra is usually the, the high power Mustang. But I can't imagine what 1,000 horsepower would feel like under the hood. That's just unreal. That's more than double what I got.
I feel expensive because pretty much every time you step on the gas, you would need new rear tires.
I've broken the tires loose in third gear in this thing. It's got 420 horsepower on dry pavement, so it can get kind of scary. But anyway, go ahead, Patrick, say something.
So looking up that 1,000 horsepower Mustang. I'm sitting here at the desk now, so it's a 2018.
Well, and there's another car maker that's going to be joining, coming to America again. They used to be here, and that's Peugeot's gonna start selling their 2023s over here, and it's a hybrid. It's 400 horsepower. We get all of that on it. It's really a nice looking car.
I missed part of that about the Peugeot. I didn't hear which one it was, Dave.
2023 is a 508, and you can type it in on YouTube and watch a, I think it's about a 15-minute video they have on it. But anyway, it's a little four-cylinder turbocharged. It puts out 400 horsepower.
I'm surprised they even got in that market.
When I was a tech years ago, I was at Fairway Ford, and I picked up one of the magazines they had laying on the table there in our break room, and they had a four-cylinder in 1987 that put out 1,000 horsepower.
Step away just a minute. I got a phone call, KO4HKX, and I'll be on the side, 73.
I also have a call too, so let me step aside. Talk to you guys in a few.
Good evening, KB4CPA.